that help?
Test one, two, three.
You ain't got to test. You have done 999,000 episodes. What are you testing? And then that's enough for test.
Never know. One day the stuff might break. You got to test the setup.
Check. I do know one thing though. Whatever, bro.
How's it hanging, man? What's new?
Like money.
Hey, you got to reset the attitude. Do a woosah, count to 10. And come back to the table. Come back to the mic.
I'm letting you do all the talking because you want to talk. Let's go. Do it.
We're here. We're here talking.
You hear throwing shit on the table as usual.
I got to throw out a rest in peace to the bridge victims.
Yeah.
That terrible tragedy.
They said it was some dudes working on it at 1 o'clock in the morning and got thrown off that bitch and they can't find them, which is absolutely crazy.
Yeah. I, the odd thing is I woke up the middle of the night that night, like 2 or 3 in the morning. And I had all these notifications. Oh, bridge collapse, bridge collapse. And then I'm like, I just click on a video and I'm like, I'm seeing a bridge collapse like in real time.
I thought it was fake at first.
Yeah, it looked like out of a movie. I'm like, is this real? Like, am I dreaming? I'm watching this video of this live stream and this bridge just collapsing in a couple seconds. It was surreal.
Yeah.
So that's kind of scary. That shit can just fold like that.
Yeah. My money don't jiggle, it falls. Yep, it happens.
So don't use bridges. Scary.
I mean, you have to
keep those bridges away from my boats, or vice versa. Keep those boats away from my bridges.
Man, yeah, there's got to be like some craziness that you're piloting a boat. It is piloting, right? Piloting a boat, and then it loses power. Then you try to fix it. Then it loses power again. Then you try to fix it, and then it runs into a whole goddamn bridge.
And nothing you can do about it. It's got to be the worst feeling ever.
Yeah, I don't. Man. That's no jokes. Shout out.
No jokes. Rest no peace. Jokes.
Hopefully.
But fine. We got some better news this week. In Bad Boys for Life update, we got Diddy on the Run, and we got the Bad Boys 4 trailer.
Why do anybody want a Bad Boys 4 at this point?
I think Martin Lawrence needs a check, so they made another one for him. That's a little hookup from Will Smith, I guess. Have you seen the trailer?
No, I have not.
Oh,
is it Bad Boy for Life or is it no?
It's got bad boy jokes. They're doing this stuff. They're being bad boys.
Damn it, Mike. I'm too old for this shit.
It just looks like someone's holding up Martin Lawrence, poor guy. I know he's fucked up and got issues, but it ain't the same. But the third one was okay.
I didn't watch the third one.
Oh, you didn't see it at all?
Nope, never seen it.
It was okay. And now I'm seeing people saying, man, I love the third one. It was so good. I'm like, when it came out, people were like, oh, this is kind of trash. This is not that good. But now Martin Lawrence looks more like slowed down, and
he looks more like he ate more Martin Lawrence.
No, the man has strokes and shit. He's all fucked up.
So. Wait, no, he has strokes.
He's fucked up. He's not just fat. He's like fucked up.
He's just not fat. He's just
But he's a little poofy. But he probably got a medical condition. But it's sad to see him like moving all slow. I'm like, how are they going to film the action when he can barely walk? It's like it's kind of messed up. But maybe it'll be funny. Those movies always got jokes. But I think this is going to be. Is this the first or second movie since the slap that's going to be released for Will Smith, or the first movie?
Third movie, actually. And he did that movie like in Emancipation of a Dirty Negro, whatever it was called. He did that one. Then this, he did something else too. So I think it's like 2 or 3.
Yeah, I guess it's one of the more big time comeback movies.
That he did the other one because nobody else was going to let him do anything. So he did. That's why he did the other one.
Oh, did his own thing.
Yeah.
That's cool. But yeah, that came out. And then, man, did he do it or did he not? Oh, man. So we got Diddy on the Run, house getting raided. That dude been trafficking people. He's going down, man. That's crazy. Did you see that shit?
I haven't seen it, but I'm looking up some stuff right now. But yeah, him man, anybody with common sense know that man was dirty. He been dirty since 1962. Like, he been out here bending backs on 14-year-olds for a minute, hot minute. This ain't
50 Cent trying to warn us about him for a while.
Yeah.
So he's doing some freaky shit and some illegal freaky shit, and they got him on RICO cases and a bunch of other stuff. The feds are raiding him, so you know they got some evidence to get him, or they wouldn't raid all his houses and shit. So I want to see what happens with that.
Man, he's gonna be the first black man ever that we know to get some Weinstein type shit. That's gonna be crazy.
If they got him, they got him. Man, I wonder who else is gonna come with him, because apparently some of the stuff in the like the sealed warrant and all that, they had a rapper and an R&B singer's name redacted. They were also defendants.
In the
case.
Redacted? Why? Why yeah, redacted them?
One apparently is Meek Mill. That's
talking about him, his dirty ass.
Because he's been doing stuff with him. So who knows what illegal shit he got up to. Mm. But it's a lot of sex trafficking and drugs and whatever else money. Shit going on. So
who's the other? So Meek Mill, the rapper.
And it said R&B singer, but they didn't figure out. People didn't figure out what the R&B singer was.
No, not Usher.
No, Usher. Can't be.
It probably is.
Damn.
Oh, man.
It's going to be interesting. What's his name? Man, we had Biggie Smalls and Tupac getting revenge from the grave.
Man, that dude been making money off them folks' names so long.
He killed everybody around him, and now it's coming back. Coming back on his ass.
That's what they be saying about me on Saturday night. Oh, wait.
They're going to make a Surviving Diddy documentary pretty soon.
Man, that's crazy. Like, hey, what?
You know how people say pause for
yes, I saw dumb
people trying to say shit. Hey, no Diddy.
No Diddy. No Diddy.
They're trying to make that a thing.
Yeah. That ain't a thing. Keep the man name out your mouth. Y'all wasn't talking bad about him when he was putting money in your pocket. So that's all I got to say about
that. He never paid me. Shit. I missed my check. I need to get a mail forwarding if he sent me a check.
You go, what is he paying you for? You trash. You don't do nothing.
Well, I can still complain about him. I didn't get paid off.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know why anybody is surprised. I mean, it happens all the time. People
been suspicious for years, but now. Well,
people been doing this shit for forever. Like, this ain't new.
It's new when you get big and get caught.
No, it's new when you get caught and you ain't big. It ain't new when you big and you just not getting caught. Dude been doing that shit for years. Like, okay, just be honest. You didn't think anything about it. Like, you didn't think that he was already doing it when he had like the small ass Cassies and shit around him in the first place. You didn't think he was already doing it in the first place.
Well, I didn't keep up with his life, and I saw apparently people accusing him of, you know, like sexual assault and stuff, but not any sex trafficking, that kind of stuff. Like actual, like besides rappers, people, famous people, actors, they get accused and arrested for, you know, beating their girlfriends all the time, but doing a whole sex trafficking thing with a lot of people out of his house and
my guy,
whatever else he's doing. Like, that's not always the case with the same folks.
My guy, this guy has been doing this shit so long. Like, just look at some of the people he signed to his label.
He's probably trying to fuck everybody that he signed.
No, that's exactly what he was doing. He was definitely
the guys and the girls, apparently, because God was coming out with stuff.
You ever been swallowed?
And there was some stuff in the lawsuit. That guy, for Diddy. Diddy was going to use TD Jakes to try to clear his name and
get out. I don't like dance no more. He's going to come on there like, I don't like sex trafficking no more.
I'm reformed. That's old Diddy. This is new Diddy. This Puff.
No Diddy. Puff.
But that's cool. That's the Bad Boys update for this week.
And we bad boys for life. We ain't going nowhere.
Take that.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He was saying, tell them, take that. That's messed up. I mean, you know, whatever. I'm sure all of our heroes that we looked up to, hell, I mean, half the people that we don't look up to, they done something. Ain't none of us clean. We didn't all do some shit. It's crazy, man.
Damn. It's an evil world we live in.
It's real harsh, bro. It's hard out here. It's hard out here. Anywho, so what else is going on? I made some very bad life choices.
Oh, do tell. So you know, can avoid the same fate.
Well, you know how you was... you recently bought some.
Tell people what you bought. Yes. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I told you. I found a this is something I never thought I was going to get. I almost went the whole generation, 7 years without picking one up. I ran into a Switch OLED on clearance, mm-hmm. just brand new over at Walmart for $250. So I was like, oh, it's talking to me. It's speaking to me. This is a, this is a symbol. This is a sign. Mm-hmm. It's time for me to jump in the Switch world. So I was like, this is for real, $250 OLED, 64 gigs, man. Like, make it that special edition. Okay, so I jumped in, and now I have to start my Switch collection. Get on those Nintendo games. Get on that charm and whimsy.
Gotcha.
This is the first time I touched this. I touched your Switch.
Wait, whoa!
Like, now,
no diddy.
The last time I touched a Switch was yours back.
No diddy.
My wedding. You brought it.
Whoa, wait, man. You wait a minute. King, please.
Before my wedding, I touched your Switch. Whoa, and you had Breath of the Wild on it.
Pause.
And I think I only watched you touch your Switch. But I didn't actually play with it. So I've never used a Switch. I don't have one. I just seen my nephew have a Switch Lite. So, like, I was worried I was going to be cramping up, man, on
it
that.
It started to sound like weird, for real. You were talking about your nephew's Switch Lite.
The weird controllers. And when I do hold it for a while, I do kind of like
ass hands.
I do kind of feel like the carpal is tunneling, is doing its thing. Yeah. So when I take them off, when I take those little Joy-Cons off to the side and like just use them, they feel comfortable.
They feel good when you wiggle it to the side.
But put them in my hand one at a time, it feels good. But holding the whole thing up like a Steam Deck or a Switch Deck, it just, I'd rather use the thing separate. So I'm getting used to the controls. I hate the fucking Y, X, A, B in different places. It's fucking up my brain because I'm used to Xbox or, you know, PlayStation.
You ain't bilingual in video games?
No, and confirm is supposed to be A or X, not fucking B.
B,
where the placement is off to the right for confirm, and I keep going back and pushing the wrong button when I'm playing a game on there, so I got to get used to it. But it's cool, so now I got to switch.
Hit X to confirm.
So what's your bad story now that I did a new product introduction in my house?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, I mean, I talk bad about you about buying something. So I made a huge mistake. And I purchased something that's more than $250.
Am I'm probably going to support this. I'm probably going to like this. What is it?
You bought a car? Not. Huh?
You bought a new car or you bought a TV?
Yeah, I bought a car. Another car. Wait,
you did or no?
Yeah, it ain't new. It's old. You know how I am. Very, very, very particular about cars, that kind of thing. So. Got a car. I'm going to see. I don't have it yet. I don't get it till tomorrow. So, well, Friday, your time.
Talk about it. What happened?
I mean, I did the same thing. I went to a place. I had been looking at cars. My car is a 2014 that I got in 2017.
You were just talking about this a couple weeks ago. You had an older car sitting around paid off. I was like, it's about time for Jeff to get a new car.
Well, but I didn't get a new car. I got an old car.
A new car to you.
Something different.
A fresh Jeff car.
Yeah, so... I'm like, okay, so I didn't think it was going to happen. It was the same thing like yours, where it was like, I get to a place like that, it's got to be this, and it's going to be perfect. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to get that exact deal. And then come down to it, it was like, oh, this car is $40,000+. I'm like, I ain't paying for it if it ain't this. They got it down to that price. And I'm like, well, they're going to give me this on my trade-in. They gave me $7,000. I'm like, dang, that's more than I was going to get for that car. You know, 2014 now, right? I'm like, oh, okay. And all the alignments came together. And
all the stars lined up for you on the deal?
Yeah, so I ended up with a car.
What do you got?
I mean,
you got a Porsche? You got a Nissan? Or do you have an electric car? I don't think you would go electric in an apartment.
No, not electric. I mean, you close. Keep going.
You got So not a Nissan, not a Porsche.
Right. Closer to
a Lexus Porsche. G-Wagon.
No Lexus.
What's up there? Oh, you got a Lamborghini?
Close. Very close.
No. Oh, shit. Okay, I'm getting up there. You got a GTR? No, that's a Nissan.
No, I say close to a Lamborghini. This is going to be gaslighting and reaching at this point.
I don't know. How about a... one of those cars up there, one of those big cars.
So I said Lamborghini because technically it really isn't, it's not a Lamborghini.
Is it Toyota?
The reason why I say a Lamborghini is because technically the engine in this car is actually a Lamborghini engine couldn't have, technically. So is an Audi.
Oh, a little Audi. Audi.
I don't. It, why the hell call it Audi?
But which one?
A7? No, higher.
A15, A29?
It's a 3 Series, but it's a higher model. It's a RS3.
Oh, is that a coupe?
Nope. It's a sedan.
Oh, shit.
I'm just driving a car, trying to get go place to place. That's all. Sedan. It's fine.
Oh, that was all right. I've been in one. Now, I think it was A. Is there an Audi A?
Yeah, that's an A Series. There's an A Series, an S Series, and then the RS Series.
It wasn't the A. It must have been the S. Yeah. I did test drive one like years ago, mm-hmm. just because I was waiting for my wife to get her shit serviced. The guy's like, "Hey, buy a car." Mm-hmm. Like, let me just get in one while I'm here. And whichever one I was in, it was real fucking uncomfortable and tight in the driver's seat. And I was like, "This is too tight for everyday driver."
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if yours is like that, or it's comfy, or you like that. You like it to hug you.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm coming from a car with bucket seats. So yes, it's fine. Like, if you're a person who's never had bucket seats, then yeah, for you guys, it's always
kind of awkward.
Yeah, it's always kind of awkward. But if you're a person who already had bucket seats, it don't bother you.
Fuck yeah, my buddy got an RS3.
Let's go. Yeah, so I talk bad about you spending money, and then I turn around and was like, you know, I'm gonna get a new car. I mean, it was kind of like one of them perfect storm situations where, I mean, like, it's not new, it's you. But I got it for a decent price. I got it for like 35, whereas it's actually 50.
The Audis dropped like a rock. So in a couple weeks, it'll be worth 10. They drop.
They don't. Not the type of car. You're talking about the SUV that you got for the Warden. The sedans never lose value. This car.
They lose value. You just paid 35 for a $70,000 car, so it lost some value there.
It is a 2018 that. The only reason why I got it for $30,000 was they worked with me. Like $41,000 is still fucking high for a car.
Yeah, but it's a good price for Audi in that range.
Yeah, so
I mean, it's cool for the sporty super fast car. Be careful out there, bro. Be careful out there, bro.
I ain't trying to drive it. I'm trying to resell it.
Damn. All right, put it out there for $70,000.
I'm trying to get it home, drive a little bit. Hey, who wants the thing? Who wants it?
Yeah. But yeah, the maintenance is no fucking joke on those.
You don't say.
I would never buy Audi again for the maintenance.
You never bought one in the first place.
but the maintenance, I pretty much bought it a second time. Fuck.
Yeah. That I will tell you is true. Maintenance is not fun.
You can change your own oil, or you can get a $500 oil change at the dealership.
I mean, you can get your oil change anywhere. I know why you people like you spend that kind of money, because you'll be like, well, I'm going to take it to the dealership. Well, at one point.
No, to rebuild the car, I do my own oil change on there because I don't need someone to do that for $500.
Yeah. So,
yeah, but oil change ain't a bit. Car part, I let them use their German tools and get that shit right.
Yeah, it's gonna either be all right, or I'm gonna be jumping off a bridge in a year. One or two.
Yeah. Good luck with that. But that's cool, man. Yes, yeah, you purchase. I probably bought that much on the damn Xbox or digital download. So
yeah. So we'll see. I mean, it's worth to see how it goes for a year or two. Pay it off. Go about my life and whatever. We'll see.
Congratulations.
Why do people say congratulations when they're spending their like a shit ton of money? It's not congratulations. It's I'm so sorry for your loss.
It's congratulations on your new ownership, on your new ride, man.
This, I mean, is that how they usually do it when they used to come off the boat? Congratulations.
I only do congratulations because the reference from 20 years ago. You know the congratulations I'm talking about.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Squish. Congratulations. Stamp of approval. But
it is what it
that's
is,
great. Come down here and give me a ride.
Man, I ain't driving nowhere. And especially not San Antonio. I might get shot at.
No, they like those kind of shit down here.
You ever go to that JJ's Fish Market?
JJ's Fish Market,
whatever the one that you said was laundering stuff.
Oh, no, I haven't been there yet. I see them all the time. They're on every corner around here. What's it called? It's called like JJ's Fish Fry or something like that. Man, I could use some fish.
JJ's Ice Shack, JJ's Fish Ready Emporium. That's it. JJ's Fish Ready and Foreign.
JJ Fish and Chicken. Is it? No, I don't think it's JJ's.
Maybe fish I'm thinking about fry, something else.
San Antonio. No, it is a fish fry. It's Fred's Fish Fry.
That's Fred's. Yeah, that's it. Fred. That guy.
That's the one that I never see cars in. I don't know if it's actually got real food in there, but apparently you go in there, if you ask for the chicken fried shrimp special, they'll give you some food. But I'm sure that's not their main line of business.
Yeah.
Hey, you can bring the Audi. We'll go get some fish fry.
Let's All go. Right, I'll
we'll
be
do,
down
we'll
there.
We'll do an Audi meetup.
I'll come on down, then we can do that thing. Anyway, what else is going on in your life today as we're getting closer and closer to the end of me talking to you ever again? Thank God for the love of Jesus.
This man been trying to get rid of me for like 22 years, something like that.
I ain't trying to get rid of you. What you talking about?
No, but what's going on? Fuck.
Pause.
What?
Absolutely not.
No, you ever been so busy where you just want to like just you don't want to do anything anymore?
Yeah,
that's where I'm at this month. I've been getting fucked too much on my job.
Why are you doing it?
When you're busy, from when you turn on the computer, you don't get out of your chair until like 5 o'clock, and you could just work through lunch and keep going. No matter how much you're doing, you're still full ass inbox.
Yep.
Teams, messages, shit to do, just too much shit to do. So yeah, it's going to come to a close kind of soon. It's just a whole period we're going through. So like, man, brain tired, life tired, just exhausted mentally. So that's cool. That's what I've been doing. That's why when I saw that switch and things like that, man, I'm like, I need this little endorphin rush.
You needed the endorphin yourself.
So I need to play some Mario, just see something fun for a minute. Forget about this job.
I mean, it happens, man. You know, I'm not mad at you. It'd be plenty of times. I'm just like, I just want to buy something so I can feel the warmth or feel the flow. For now.
As Americans, that's what we do best. We buy shit. We buy shit to feel good.
I mean, I guess.
We're programmed very well. They programmed me pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, because look, the only thing I say, like, I haven't had a car payment in 4 years. I haven't bought a new car in 7 years. I mean, at worst, I think I've been pretty good with monies because
you earned it, bro.
I know people who done bought shit like three times the amount of the stuff that I'm gonna buy, and I'd be like, why you do that? And Chris personally be out, oh man, I want to feel good. I want to feel something.
But yeah, so, you can feel it now. You feel the road under your ass in that car.
I'm gonna feel the pinch on my fucking wallet.
Yeah, you gotta have a new budget going forward. But yeah, I might do that in a couple of years if they honor my $100 pre-order on that Rivian. So my car's been paid off maybe half a year now.
Mm-hmm.
So the Rivian's supposed to come out in 2026. It'd probably be like late 2026. They're gonna be delayed. So let's say 2027. So if I go 3.5 years, 4 years without a car payment, I'd be happy to jump back into something.
You still have that pre-order for the Rivian?
It just came out a couple weeks ago. All you had to do was put $100 down and then you can lock your spot in line. So I technically have a pre-order, but when they call your name, you apply for the fucking financing and pay them $50,000, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But then these electric cars, they have like a $7,500 federal tax break. So it helps out a little bit with that, but still, you're looking at $40,000, $50,000 for the whole car.
Mm. Well, but hopefully it works out for you, guy. And you get you a new car.
I got to wait a few years. First, got to get this house payment again.
And didn't you say somebody you're going to move into a house already or some shit?
Well, the house is getting built. Once it's done, we'll move in, but it's not going to be till this summer.
This man talking about me. This man out here getting houses built. Shit.
Man, they just put it together.
We didn't have you putting it together? What do you mean?
They forced our hand.
No, how did they force your hand?
Okay, the industry forced our hand. You come out here, nothing for sale.
Okay.
There's nothing for sale, so where am I going to sleep? Nothing for sale, so...
You sleeping right now? You sleeping good.
We are on borrowed time, my friend. We're about to get booted.
Wait, how are you going to get booted? Who told you to get out?
Well, I know my mother-in-law wants his house back, so I got to move.
She don't need it.
No, but there literally was like nothing on the market when we came out here. And everything that was on the market was like millions of dollars. So that wasn't us. So we're like, we got to build our little house.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to have a, we didn't want to live in like a rental forever. And obviously,
you know, I don't want no rental. I want to live in a house because I'm old. And man, whatever, bro.
I might die there with this payment. Might be the last thing I ever build.
You might die there because you might buy something else and the warden kills you.
Whichever happens first, one of those two, very probable. If I come out with a Switch 2 this Christmas, then I will be getting killed.
You know what? I just thought about that. Why the fuck did you get that old ass Switch when a new one's coming out?
Because it was on sale. and then there's a 7-year backlog of Nintendo games.
Are you gonna actually do any of that?
Well, I started playing one of the Paper Mario's, Origami King, which is not the greatest thing of all time, but it's like, mm-hmm. It's a little fun thing. It's okay. It's different. Mm-hmm. But then I bounced over to Mario Odyssey, and it's funny how two different games, one's like a paper game, one's that 3D game, but they have that same Nintendo feel. I guess I've missed that being on other games for so long. I haven't had a Switch, haven't had a Nintendo console for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that I forget how going between them, they all have that Nintendo feel, and it's just different. I'm like,
I mean, I agree.
It's weird, like just seeing the coins pop and the same shit. I'm like, these are very similar, but they're different games, but they're all going to have that Nintendo seal of quality.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to see if I'm into it.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I mean, that's one thing I will say. I mean, I think that's why Nintendo can get away with doing the worst shit they do to people and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and charging for money for shit like that. They get away with it because of that feel. Nothing you play on any of the other systems, maybe one game, maybe Superman, not Superman, or Spider-Man, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a very small amount. When you play a Nintendo game that's by Nintendo, they have that Nintendo feel. Like, there is nothing like it.
It's true. I turned them on and I'm like, this is, I haven't had this anywhere else. Yeah, you're right. Nothing else feels like it. No matter how good anybody tries to make another type of game, it doesn't hit the same way as their stuff.
Right.
I'm like, damn, that's interesting. You can only really get it there. So that's kind of why I finally jumped in. Cause I was fine. I never was searching out one. I wasn't looking for deals. I wasn't doing it on purpose.
Right.
I thought I would never even get one. I was like, well, that's a whole console I'm not going to have. And then it just stared me in the face.
So, well, congratulations.
And I didn't know either. I was waiting for the Switch 2. Of course, that'd be the better option. But you know how Nintendo is with their consoles being backwards compatible and like really supporting everything. So if it's great and Switch 2 supports all the Switch games and Switch 2 games and it's all perfect and they do it right, mm-hmm. that'd be fantastic. But history says they're going to fuck it up and it's not going to be compatible and you're not going to be able to play the games.
Of course not. Nintendo will 100% die on the heel of making you repaper the same shit over and over again.
Yeah, they'll release all the Switch games on Switch 2 again and say they're remastered even though they're only 2 or 3 years old. So, and what's sick is that you were right. You said they keep the prices high. The damn games that are 5, 6, 7 years old are still $50. They don't drop prices on anything. It's pretty crazy. I'm like, oh, here we go again. I can't even get an old 7-year-old game for $10 anymore because the price is still full price.
Yeah, Nintendo rarely. So, I mean, I like I said, I'm not mad at you because you found it at a deep price. It's very rare that you find anything that goes on sale with Nintendo. It ain't one of the things. They don't do that. They don't leave money on the table. They don't do that.
So I contributed to the 150 millionth Switch sold, probably. I'm in the statistics now.
Yeah, at the end of that shit, whatever, man.
Yeah, the very last buyer.
Yeah, fine. Well, but welcome. You finally made it. At least you made it here.
I'm here, but you left already.
Yeah.
Then you only do EMU, EMUs. You do emulation, or you fuck with it.
Man, let me telling people, man, they're gonna come show up at my house. Like, I'm just wondering,
are you playing any Switch games? You play Tears of the Kingdom or anything?
I'm a plead of heel.
Okay, so you on top of it. Yeah, you play everything.
No, I don't be playing it. I don't know what you're talking about. I've never played it before.
I've seen that Yuzu install folder. You got like 500 gigs of games.
I don't even have Yuzu. What you mean? Yuzu. What is this Yuzu you talk about?
I just heard about it yesterday. A newfangled emulation project.
That shit got shut down, dog. Ain't no Yuzu no more.
I heard about it and then it went away. Same day I heard about it. And that's sad. Okay.
Yeah, Yuzu gone. Yuzu is actually gone. Not even being funny. Yuzu got shut down. They got sued for like $4.2 million.
Well, they paid like Nintendo $2 million.
I'm trying to figure out where they got the $2 million from. Well,
they had a Patreon.
Well,
they were selling their updates and stuff.
I think also this part of it because Yuzu was charging for it. Where there's two other ones that still exist and didn't get shut down. But they've always been free. I think part of the problem.
Yeah, you got to move in silence like G's and lasagna. You can't fly too close to the sun, man.
I mean, the other, I ain't saying his name because I ain't trying to get nobody caught. But the other one is prominently known. Actually, that's what I was rocking with before Yuzu came around. So it's still around. But yeah, that's the one thing. It's like they didn't charge for their services. I think that helped keep you slightly under the radar for a second.
Yeah, if you start making money off anything Nintendo and they don't approve of it, they will send like 1,000 lawyers your way.
Nintendo. But the one thing I will appreciate because of their stinginess, that has spurred several projects that would have not been projects hadn't it come from Nintendo shutting it down. Like, I'm almost for certain that whatever it was, the Power World, that shit, I'm almost certain it started out as a like a fan made version of some shit, and then it became a real game. So I'm gonna take it. You know, Nintendo keeps shutting down shit so people can actually make some new shit out of it. That's fine. I'm cool with it.
People get creative when stuff gets shut down. Other stuff pops up, man. It's like a Hydra. You never know what's gonna happen.
No, Hydra. Speaking of some shit popping up. Okay, so I saw something today. No Diddy. I saw some shit. Video game wise on the internet, that I don't know where that shit. It's like it says it was unannounced. Like nobody even talked about it. Marvel is releasing a game that's an Overwatch like team shooter. Have you seen that yet?
Wait.
Yes, those words shouldn't go together, but they actually 100%.
Is this the game that got like a CG trailer? No, it wasn't a CG trailer. It said it was real time, but something announced at GDC a couple weeks ago.
No.
Oh, is it Overwatch Marvel game? What is it called? Yes,
it's called Marvel Rivals. No joke.
What is this, a alpha and a beta sign up a couple hours ago? I have not heard about this.
Yeah, it just came out. Announcement
today, 10 hours
ago. Yeah, it just came out. That's what I'm saying. It's brand new. It's brand spiking new.
Let me see this shit.
Watch the hell? Here. It'll be free to play.
Wait.
Yes.
What?
It's Overwatch.
It is Overwatch.
We're Marvel people.
How is this legal?
Are you dying? Are you alright?
Oh, I'm watching this shit. I'm like, it looks like they just have Overwatch skins. Like, last time I played Overwatch, this is what it looks like.
Him got skins.
Oh my god. So, but it's made by NetEase. It's not made by Blizzard.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting. I mean, it could work. It looks all crazy and fucked up just like Overwatch. And Overwatch 2, apparently people hate it because they messed it up real bad. Yeah, maybe this is going to take its lunch. All these superhero games seem to go for a while and then like 18 months later, we're going to shut down the servers for the new Marvel game. Sorry about it. The multiplayer shit's going off.
Well, I mean, it's free to play. You get what you pay for, right? If you don't pay for shit, shut up.
Oh, yeah.
You can't complain. If you don't pay for it, shut up.
I mean, you're going to be on this? You're going to try it? I don't give a shit about that kind of gameplay right now in my life, but
Overwatch. You don't give a shit about it. You're talking, boy. You was on Battle Pass on Fortnite. Fortnite Battle Pass. What do you Fortnite mean?
Battle Pass, looking ass type shit.
I ain't in that life no more. I'm old. It was on Fortnite.
That was a phase. That was last summer phase. That was a summer of Fortnite.
This man's logged in last week on Fortnite. I synced you.
Not my nephew.
You gonna blame a child, really, dog?
I do blame. I still get invites from the child. He's like, Uncle Chris, when are you gonna sign on Fortnite? I need you to be on Fortnite. We need to do some team ups. Come on, help me out.
So you're like, blaming a kid?
I'm retired.
Wow, this man's here.
I'm retired. Ask him.
Blame a child. I
played with him for months. I'm out.
No, did he? But yeah, okay.
But I support Fortnite. Our boy Jason's on there. He made the Lego expansion all by himself. So I appreciate you, Jason.
But I still haven't tried it yet. A whole battle pass. He, it's funny now. All of a sudden, I'm too old. I can't do that. It ain't my life. This man bought a whole battle pass.
I'm cool for that. But no. The Fortnite, not the Fortnite, the Overwatch type gameplay with shit happening everywhere. It just looks too chaotic. And
bro, Fortnite literally is chaotic as fuck.
Fortnite is weird, but you can figure out what it is. You can't figure out what's going on in Overwatch.
You say so.
So the Marvel game. Yeah, it's interesting, but not. But there was a good-looking Marvel game announced a couple weeks ago that looks like a single-player or co-op action story-driven game. It looks pretty nice. I forget what it's called, but they announced it a little while ago at some GDC thing showing off the graphics and stuff. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll get a good Marvel game. It was made by the Amy Hennig that made the Uncharted series. So she's like famous for making Uncharted. So
yeah,
that's who's going to make the next Marvel game. So maybe it's good.
I do what you gotta do, my guy. I'm gonna see you on it. I already know you coming. He gonna say he ain't gonna touch it, but I already know. Yeah. Like, shit, let me put this in there right now.
I just signed up for the fucking beta. Not. Yeah, you sign up. You do it, I'll do it.
No, I'm good. I ain't finna sign up for that. I mean, I you know what? I think I might try it out at some point, but it's not gonna keep my attention. I mean, I play shooters. Yeah, I'm shooting.
This
I
do
shooters.
This is a third-person action bullshit game. This is not a shooter.
I mean, oh yeah. If it's the real games, I'm probably figuring out how to get into it. Especially if it's story based. That's my cup of tea. Get out there, get that story in me. Let me see that story.
Let them put the story in you.
Yeah, man.
I do like a good story.
Pause. Anyway. Oh man.
Did you get to see Dune 2? I don't know if we talked about it.
I haven't seen it. Nope. You seen it already?
No.
Oh,
all I've seen all the memes, because I'm looking at the book, the first three books on my desk right here. I don't know if I should just read the books.
Read?
I made it to page 8. I haven't read that much.
You made it to page 8 of at least
like 500
pages book. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't read on the normal. I can read. I'm eligible. What do you call it? Not eligible. I'm literate. I'm an eligible reader, not an eligible bachelor, but I'm a reader. I'm an avid reader. So yes, I can read. So do you read books? Have you read books?
No.
You read
books? Oh, I'm not even eligible. No, I'm not a book reader. I mean, I'm 100% cool with people who read books. I'm also not that person that's going to read them. I just can't. It's just not my thing.
I do recommend the art of reading. Reading is cool.
Did you say recommend?
I recommend reading because it works your brain muscle. If you have an imagination, it like makes you visualize stuff. It really gets you hooked on your brain. Like it does, man. That's what it do.
No, I get you, but you said cool. I don't think that's the right way to recommend. I recommend the art of reading is not exactly the right situation, I don't think.
But I recommend people to read because not enough people do it. I myself included. So I bought a few books because there was some book challenge my sister sent me that I'm probably going to fail. But it's just a way to try to get you to fuck around with more books. And it was like, read
more
a book.
Books, please.
Read a book. Read a self-help book, read a comic book, read a science fiction book, read a horror book. Like it just says, here's 50 different topics. Like just pick random books, read a book just because the cover looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Read a book, autobiographical book, whatever. Just like go through and like read a bunch of different shit and like just try to find some stuff. So I picked out a couple books. So I'm going to see if I can read something just to work that muscle a little bit different, get that brain exercise.
Mm-hmm.
It helps sometimes to think about stuff. And sometimes I always think I'm not well read enough, even though nowadays that's not really, I think that's going away with the iPad generation and people don't read anyways. Mm-hmm. Kids aren't going to read in 10 years anymore. I mean,
people read, they just don't read an actual book. They read
I read all day. news articles, this and that.
See, no, I mean, like ebooks. Like ebooks are a big thing now. A lot of people,
even if I had an ebook, I would read that too. But that's getting through a whole one book. Yeah. A lot of people don't even do that.
I'm definitely not. I ain't reading shit. I stopped reading when I got out of school, my friend. When they said graduation,
like, I'm done. I'm done with books. Fuck books. I can feel that. I feel like I should know more stuff and be more well read. But then it's like, it's just, I guess your own personal needs. If you want to read some books, if you don't want to read, that's cool. Whatever satisfies you. But there's also not enough time in the day to do stuff. I feel like we're at that point in our lives. You got to really pick what you're gonna do. You can't do everything. Time is limited. Time is really fucking limited.
It's really different.
But what are you doing with your limited time? You got what, another 10 years to go? How are you spending your time on the weekly? Like, what do you prioritize? Listening to stuff, going to concerts, hanging out at the bar, doing badminton, playing games, watching TV.
I ain't played a game of badminton. I don't know where you got that one from.
Well, that old person sport, was it pickleball? Yeah, that stuff.
I don't play it. I need to play it. My knees hurt. I can't do that. I'll be moving too much. I'll be over it.
I mean, so what do you prioritize? Like, what do you try to get done in a day?
I work. I feed myself. I punch myself in the nards. I wash my ass.
Those are all good things.
I wash my ass.
I know. You cook. You cook for yourself. You do custom cooking.
I cook some food.
You fuck around with that. You spend some time doing that. So that's cool. You play fire pro wrestling a little too much. That's cool.
Man, you don't know my life. You ain't seen me do nothing. Don't be telling me if I was lying.
Man, I woke up before like at 3 a.m. and I look at my status. You in the fucking voice channel like playing a Division 2 or 3 or something.
First off, you a hating ass boy. Second of all, little shoe head, big head, forehead ass boy. Number three.
Wait, that was second.
It ain't no 2-1 o'clock in the morning. It'd be like 11:30 p.m. at night. Yeah, geez.
One time I saw it was late.
It was a fucking weekend. You can't tell me what to do. I'm grown. Shit.
That's cool. I respect that. That's cool.
Man, here I hear hating on me because I'm doing something. I got friends. You remember the part? You know, like Chris, why don't you play? You wanna play some games with me? No, man, I ain't got no time. I ain't got nothing to do with you. You out here talking about some fuck some big three. It's just big me. I'm like, damn, man. Can't believe you do like that. Can't be you do me like that all the time.
No, I support you. Whatever games you want to play.
Paul. I ain't never trying to hear you with them lies, man. You be lying to these people out here making it seem like I'm the best friend that anyone can have looking at, and it ain't the truth. It ain't. I'm not supporting it. I'm not going to take it.
Every friend feels a different role. I feel a different role. I'm not going to say anything else, but everybody's got their own purposes. My purpose is not, I can't support you on Division 2. I'm sorry, but.
You can't support me on anything. You don't do shit.
That's literally what I'm talking about.
Call this man, hey man, I ain't got time for you. And then I see him on there with you on there with the Jeebus doing whatever. Oh man, I put in time like 7 months ago to get to.
that was pre-scheduled, probably 2 years back to get on my calendar and to find a time.
He just showed up out of nowhere. Oh yeah, I'm good. Let's go. I'm just like, for real, dog.
I mean, it depends on the schedule that week. The stars aligned, like you say, the stars aligned, and I had a couple hours open. Boom.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what to tell you, bro.
That's how you feeling. Okay.
I have Street Fighter 6. You want to do some crossplay?
No, I ain't got that. Do I have it? No.
Merc me on Street Fighter 6.
I mean, golly.
Get me on some Tekken 8.
I ain't got that either.
I mean, I haven't seen that video. I don't know if you saw it, if you got the same internet. Why black folk are really good at fighting games?
Wait a minute. What are we talking about? I've been fighting my whole life.
All my life, I had to fight. No, but this dude. Yeah, this dude. I'm trying to get his name real quick. How do you navigate fucking YouTube?
I thought you was going to say something else, but okay. No. Oh my god.
Where's this watch?
Are they fighting on a fucking boat?
How do I see watch later? What the fuck? I don't even know how to get to it. But the dude, damn. YouTube sucks. But anyways, he made a video about why black people are good at fighting games, because most of the people in the competitive scene and the pro scene is dominated at the top levels, like across most games, from black folks and just people of color, like kicking ass.
I'm waiting for the reason.
It was signified.
I don't think that's correct either.
Yeah, it was just getting a guy called.
It was ratified in 1832 that black people be good at fighting games.
No, the guy's YouTube channel is, he's signified.
Oh, my bad.
It's SSB signified or something like that. Anyways, he makes videos on shit. Yeah. But his thing is because you could go to one of your cousin's house and there'd always be a lot of people around and there'd always be people to play against, and you would get maybe one or two games a year back then. So it couldn't be a single player game. So you'd invest in a multiplayer game. And that's what everybody would play. And you play, you know, of course, winter stays on, that type of shit. You just went into the whole thing of being competitive in your local scene against all your cousins and siblings and stuff like that. And while he had anybody at school that he knew that was like a white kid, they'd be getting single player games and shit like that. They didn't have, you know, dozens of cousins over and people to hang out and like that kind of community is different, which makes sense. I was like, okay, that's cool. That's what when I came to Memphis, everybody was murking my ass on fighting games. Like, that's real. I seen it firsthand. Folks was good over there.
I'll take some of that and say, yes, that's probably true. Because very much so, if you grow with a whole bunch of people around, you get games that you can share and play with multiple people because, you know, everybody got to be happy. You got to have, you know, one controller, two controllers, pass it around type shit, so that makes sense. The place where I say it differs, yeah, all them black. The place where I say it differs a little bit, right? It's like for me, I still am technically good at fighting games. However, when I was younger, I didn't have people around. It was just me and my brother. So most of our games were actually not co-op games. It was mostly single player that we both took turns playing at times.
But you got good in the arcades. He also mentioned that stuff, just the culture.
I mean, I grew up in the era of people going to an arcade and actually playing games with each other and doing that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's part of it. But I played fighting games before that point. So, I mean, I started out playing fighting games, you know, at home, Street Fighter on Super Nintendo, you know, type shit. So
yeah, I play with my homies at home, but it'd only be a few people. And then we weren't super, super competitive, like the best ever. But then the crew of people that would roll through in Memphis and the people we played with, we're just fucking good. Like not even like the best in the whole world, but they were just still on another competitive level versus your buddy you're just fucking around with in a couple of matches. Like they took it more seriously and like studied these fucking games and could just whoop your ass in a whole bunch of different ways. So
some of them guys are the best in the world. Actually,
there's a lot of good people in Memphis. I'm saying the people I got to play with. I didn't play with the top people. I know you met a lot of these folks.
Yeah, super the video you just sent, the thumbnail, that one of those dudes is from Memphis.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, Lil Majin. Shout out Lil Majin.
Oh yeah, Majin. Yeah. I always care about people coming from Memphis that are good at fighting games and in these tournaments. So
yeah,
the scene is real.
Yeah, we were some of the first ones. So I mean, friends like, you know, Philip and rest piece of the James. We grew up in the arcade playing, and some of them great people. Because I remember teaching these fools how to play shit, and then they got
good too.
The teacher becomes the nobody, and the student becomes the master.
You got to be proud of your student.
Yeah, man. Jang-a-lang. That's what Pete Dita was trying to do, trying to teach them students.
Anytime I got over on any of you homies and got a match on you, much less a fucking round. Anytime I got a match on somebody,
are you talking about normally? Because you could be a real asshole when you win.
Oh, because you guys, it was such a competitive ass scene. It wasn't just like, hey, let's play some games and be happy. And stuff. It was like if you win and you get someone off the controller, or you beat someone's ass that beat you like 8-0, and then you get a win off of it. It was fucking satisfying. You had to talk some shit. But most of the time, I was getting wrecked. So I had to learn and try to be able to hang in there. But it was still fucking hard as hell.
Right.
But that was some of the funnest shit because I didn't have anybody previously that was that
competitive. I didn't have no friends. Nobody liked me.
That was a fighting game. So that was like the fighting game click right there.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was like the biggest, the best thing about back then was having
let everybody go over to the house.
Everybody go up to the house,
bring a TV, and just
go
crazy for
all night. Man, LAN parties back in the day, though. Jeez, that shit used to be on point. You used to go one somebody's house, bring TVs. It was always my fucking house at some point.
7-inch TV that barely fit in my Miata trunk over to the house and set it up in here, and yeah, we'd have some shit going. Man, that was good ass days right there. Yeah, that shit, that's
these days
you never know about that stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of dumb podcasts, right quick.
Yes.
I know we were talking about that, but I just want to bring it up. I find it funny. Have you seen this clip of Sage Steele's podcast where she brought on somebody thinking he was somebody else? I don't really like her at all.
Hey, I don't know who that is.
Oh, she black. Sage Steele used to be on ESPN, and there's like a whole bunch of random controversy. She's one of them. She's one of them Oreo people, right? Where she's like always downing the black people, but she had black, she is black actually, but whatever. But she invited Dana White onto her podcast and thought it was Joe Rogan.
What the fuck?
Like,
is she on ESPN?
I think she actually still is on ESPN.
Is she she's like famous? She's in the sports world, and she couldn't tell Joe Rogan and Dana White apart.
Let me put it on there.
Oh,
there,
man.
There you go. Catch it 30 Rogan. Seconds of fun in this. Because even Dana White was like, the fuck?
I gotta listen to this.
Listen to this 30 seconds of fun. So Joe Rogan was like, man, who booked this shit?
What's Joe Rogan's dream? He's like,
what is his dream?
I don't know. I'm not.
Wait, you ain't Joe Rogan?
she fucking thought he was. Oh, no way, dude. That's embarrassing as hell.
I mean, I don't know if that's real or not.
You wouldn't be ready for that fucking interview at this level of the game to get someone like that. Either one of them on your podcast, you got to make sure who the hell you're talking to.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking funny. No, I haven't seen this clip. This shit just happened. Oh, this happened today.
Today.
Oh, that podcast going in the trash.
I mean, I'm just hoping that she actually knew who he was and it was a joke. Because if not, she don't need a podcast.
Not all white people look alike. I mean, Joe Rogan has hair.
I had that happen to me where I was like,
you got mixed up for somebody?
I was at work and I was like, it was embarrassing, kind of though. I'm just
glad you got mixed up with another black guy.
That happens all the time. No, I got mixed up somebody else. I was like, talking to somebody, and the white guy was sitting over there, and I was like, yeah, we just need to talk to Ian. And then I turned to the right, hey, Ian! No response.
Oh, you did it. Not.
No response.
So that probably wasn't Ian.
It wasn't. And my caller was like, that ain't Ian. I was like, oh, shit!
Yeah, my bad. Was it Ian? What race was the person?
He was from the mountains of Mount Caucasus.
Wait, you got a white man being stuff. Oh man. I mean, some white people have a look. If there's certain
like
looks,
Ian to me.
Yeah, some white people can blend together. That happens to me sometimes. I have over at the nursery a lot of customers come through. A lot of people do repeat faces, locals and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of people that I have met that know me, and they'll be like, hey, I'm Bob or whatever. And I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. And I fucking met him last week. I do this nice to meet you. And I don't know who the hell they are all the time. And then I'm embarrassed. I'm like, oh, I already met you. And you obviously recognize that I fucking don't know who you are right now.
Right. I'm normally pretty good at making sure knowing people and that kind of shit. However, this one right here was very
good. Shout out Ian.
I was like, Ian! That dude did not turn around. He didn't flip. You know how, hey, somebody call you by somebody's name and you turn around and look, I ain't him. This man didn't even acknowledge that I said his name, the person.
You usually hear a voice coming at you. You're like, hey, I'm going to tell you that you got the wrong guy, but he just ignored you.
My guy was like, that ain't me. He kept it moving. I was like, oh, well, shit, that ain't Ian then. My bad. That's not Ian. My bad.
That happened to me recently where I was the one walking away and someone was calling. And the first two times I ignored it. And the third time I turned around and they're like, oh, sorry. Okay. I was like, you're calling for me, but that's not me. But usually I try to keep it moving too. I'm just like, no, that's not me.
I'm going to ask like I didn't hear it. Speaking of keeping it moving, this is episode 199 of the Mainstream Podcast. Got one more, motherfucker. One more. We ending.
Thank you, our Patreon subscribers, for the 200.
Bro, if you don't stop lying, telling these folks about this IRS coming and get me up, I'm going to be mad.
If you subscribe to the Patreon, you get access to 50 bonus episodes.
We leaving like we out of here, just like we getting rid of Rooster Teeth. We out of here.
Oh, they're done. But we trying to be done. We're wrapping up at 200.
The finale. Is that a question or a statement?
No, that's a question.
This man here, every time we get here, oh man, you trying to get ready for 17 years? Oh man, I want to stop. Oh man, call me up. Hey man, you got a game today. The warden told me to clean out the backyard.
I gotta go. Stuff is happening. I'm busy now. If I cancel on you, shit went crazy, bro.
Yes, man.
I'm trying to do that to you.
I went to work for 17 hours today. I'm tired. Like this man here be, and then he want to get on me and talk about some man. You the one who said you ain't want to do it today. I'm like, because you don't be there. Like you are.
I'm here right now. I'm here, bro. I'm here for you,
man. This man's here. But anyway. But it's one. We on the 199. If you hear me tomorrow or next week, that's 200. We out. If you hear me the week after that, something happened. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, we got a new Patreon subscriber.
Thank you, God. Thank God if you hear another one of my voices, bro. That's all I can say. So
people need the update. They need this audio.
Man, fuck all that. Anyway, ain't the warden calling you to come eat a sandwich or some shit by now?
Well, we flipped the schedule today, so the dinner got eaten first. Dinner was ready first, so I delayed the podcast.
Oh. What was dinner again?
Man, we had pork chops, corn, green beans, cauliflower. Yes, sir.
Who the hell eats pork chops? I don't eat the swine. No swine.
Are you anti-swine?
No, I just...
Okay, I was like, you want to eat
hell no, I'll be throwing down some fucking bacon. Man, I'll be eating bacon.
I know you eat bacon. I was like, what part of the swine you don't eat?
I don't want that ass. I don't want that ass or no feet. I don't want no feet. I don't want no ass. I don't want no tail.
It's rooter to the tutor.
No, I'm good.
You got to use it all, bro.
This man said a rooter and a tutor. A rutabaga. You ever had a rutabaga?
I don't know what the fuck that is. Isn't that an old car?
No, it's a fucking vegetable.
Wait, how you said it? I thought it was one of those old
snorting over there.
It was one of those old Chevy rutabagas.
My man got lines.
Wait, what Chevy rutabaga? What kind of car is that?
Hard R.
No, what hard R rutabaga?
Hit it with a hard R rutabaga. Like,
so, how do you spell the veggie?
Oh, rutabaga.
Oh, ruta, not ruta. I know
rutabaga. You said rutabaga with a hard R.
Oh yeah, it looks like a. It looks like
a rutabaga. That's what it looks like.
It's a hybrid between a turnip and a wild cabbage.
Yeah, a rutabaga.
Now, what's the car that sounds like a rutabaga? A Winnebago, maybe. That's what I'm probably thinking.
Yeah,
of.
That's not a car, but I get where you're going.
It's got wheels.
I feel where you're going.
I don't even know what a rutabaga tastes like.
I mean, not everybody's had everything, so maybe you've never had a rutabaga. That's cool. It happens. It's all right, bro. We here for this future. We can
get out
we
there
can get you what you want.
Taste the world.
Yeah, man. Anyway. Yeah. 199. In the
first question about rutabagas on the search. Is rutabaga a laxative?
A laxative?
Just to tie this episode back into it says it encourages healthy bowels. So eat your rutabaga, your cup of rutabaga every day.
Why are you hitting it with a hard R?
I said rutabaga.
No, you did not.
Rutabaga? Am I saying rutabaga?
You get too close.
I'm saying rutabaga. Bega.
Anyway.
I'm not doing Australian.
Gnarl.
I'm putting R's where they don't exist.
What you want something? Gnarl. I'll be our gnarl. Anywho, episode 199. Chris is going to go away now. Bye.
Bye. Eat your rutabaga.
No.